All right, we're going to get going real quick. Let's start off with prayer. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're here. Teach us. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's what we first need to understand is every one of us is in the same boat. There's not one of us that's above another person. There's not one of us who's a little bit more spiritual than the other person. There's only two types of people, in my opinion. There's those who we could see their sin, and then there's those who hide it really well. So, we're all sinners, we're all saved by grace. And the other thing we need to know is what we talk about stays in here. We're not going to go over to the ladies and go, you know what we talked about? We talked about this. They're going to talk about their thing, and trust me, we don't want to know. We're going to talk about our thing. Trust me, they're not going to know. So, with that, how many of you guys have your Bibles? Grab your Bible. And since we are limited on time, turn to Matthew chapter 5, verse 29. Chapter 5, verse 29. Chapter 5, verse 29. Okay. Here's what I've been asked to do. I've been asked to share with you. I am not going to teach you from anything that I haven't been trying to teach myself. This is a brother who struggles that's sharing his heart to you guys. We are guys. We are perverts. We're disgusting. The things we think about are wrong. But what we have to understand is the reason is because we're in a sinful state. We're sinners. And what's awesome is the Lord says that we can do all things through him. So what I want to do real quick is I wanted to explain to you. I remember when I was where you guys are at. I went to a couple of these things, purity seminars. And we also, that was when True Love Waits first happened. And DC Talk, I remember actually listening to DC Talk rap about it and then being like, let's sign our cards. And so I was where you were at, and I remember the guy would get in front of us and he would say, you need to keep from having sex because God doesn't want you to do it. That was it. I would always wonder why. I'd always be like, that makes no sense. It's such a good thing. I like it. Why would he not want me to have that? And then I remember I would get the courage maybe to go ask my youth pastor, and I'd be like, I like sex, I think. I haven't had it, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to like it. Why can I not do it before marriage? He'd go, because God said no. Why? Joey, God said no. And for a long time, I would just be like, why? Just like a normal kid, you know, your parents tell you not to do something. What do you say? Why? And it wasn't till later, and what's awesome is I'm still a virgin, but I started to piece together by hearing other people's testimony and other things why it is. I'm just going to share with you some quick stuff. If you guys want to grab me sometime, I'll go in more depth with you. But the Lord says why in his word. And he talks several times. And the reason why, and we could go into all the scriptures and stuff. I don't really have time. But he says this. This is why not. How many of you guys have been to a fair? How many of you guys like the zipper? How many of you guys like the Gravitron? How many of you guys hate the Gravitron and hate the zipper? Now, why do you hate it? It spins a lot. Have you ever been to Magic Mountain? No? Have you ever been to Disneyland? What did you like? What was your favorite ride? None of them? Are you just a ride hater? Yeah? Okay. Have you ever driven a fast car? You drive? What's your age? 14. That's going to be fun, trust me. So, Who here has driven? Raise your hand if you've driven. Have you guys ever driven a nice car? Like your parents let you borrow the car? Now, have you ever driven a piece of junk? Yeah. I remember the day I found out that there was such a thing as new cars. Like, you know, I'd always driven used cars, cars that you had to spend 15 minutes to start and so forth. I remember when I finally got to drive a new car, I was like, this is awesome. And then I would look at my Toyota Corolla and I'd go, that is a piece of junk. And then I would look at the new car I just got to drive and I'd be like, that is cooler. And later in life, totally was an idiot, but I got to drive Ferrari, and like just sitting in the thing was cool. Like it was leather and it was nice, and I was like, yeah, and I actually stalled it, but but it was a rad car. And I remember going, yeah. And then even now I got this truck that you can ask my bandmates, I'm just enamored with it. I'm like, oh, Lord needs to work on me with that. But the old car, I was like, huh. Now, marriage in certain things is kind of like that. See, all of us have something that we excel at. All of us have something that we're not as good with. Like, for instance, I play guitar. If you asked me and said, hey, Joey, I would love you to come over to my house and paint my room, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get paint on everything, and it's going to look horrible. I'm a horrible painter. In fact, last time I tried to paint, I wound up painting their entire driveway because I got paint on my shoes, and then I walked out with the paint on my shoes, and then I put the bucket there, and I dumped the bucket in their driveway, and then she had flowers, and I got paint all over the flowers. Well, in sex, in when the Lord instituted it, it's a good thing. And what happens is when you join together with your bride-to-be, when you join together with that person, your body is actually geared to be turned on, to be attracted to just put all of itself towards that body. But here's what happens. There's things in the bedroom, there's things that happen that some things may not be as good as others. But see, if you had only known your wife when you got married, if you had only known her, then everything she does, everything that's is awesome, everything you look at is tip-top perfect. But see, what happens is if you say you had people before you had your wife, you start thinking about those other people. And you start going, you know, that was a little bit nicer. Or that was a little bit better. And what happens is it's not fair to you. It's not fair to her. Because you're supposed to just be all for each other. Everything towards each other. And this is really sad statistics. And this is really, it was amazing to me. Right now, the fastest growing thing in our economy is, guess what? Yes. Pornography is still making tons of money. And you look at our economy, you go, wait, we're in a recession, money's down. What? In fact, we looked up, did you know that Viagra makes more money than Tylenol? Viagra makes more money than Tylenol. You look at this stuff and you go, wait a second, what's up with this? Now, we're going to get a little personal right now, and I'm just going to get honest because we need to be. Our bodies are geared to be turned on however we start turning it on. We're guys. Being turned on is just part of us. But however you choose to meet that when you get turned on, when you get an erection, when stuff like that, however you choose to do that, your body is going to adapt. It's going to basically mold itself to be turned on that way. So if you're looking at porn and you're masturbating, your body is going to adapt itself to be turned on that way. If you are turned on by strippers, if you're turned on by any number of things, even other guys, your body will do whatever you tell it to do. It will adapt itself to be turned on that way. Now, here's the awesome thing, and this is what God knew. The moment you say, I do, and the moment you have that wedding night, when you say, body, this is how I want you to be turned on by my wife, your body goes, I'm on board. Let's do it. And what's awesome is that person that you say, I do with, that person that you want to interact with your entire life, that person that you're like, me and you are going to be one, you are turned on by her. You are in love with her, and what's great is that wedding bed is a good thing. But what happens is, it's just a fact, is if you are used to being turned on by your computer, by websites, by videos, then when you get to that wedding night and the videos aren't there and the websites aren't there, you're going to have this awkward moment. And what's sad is you probably wouldn't even realize it was coming. You'd go, wait, I didn't even know. This is so, just like Josh was sharing, it's all deceit, it's all lies. We had no idea. We thought it was okay. And see, when you start to understand that, you go, wait, God didn't say don't do it because he's saying, you know, I really just don't want you guys having fun. He invented it. Sex is his idea. It was his plan. It's his little deal. And he's not against sex. He, in fact, invented it. And he says, hey, this is a gift to you. I want you to have fun. But we have this idea, and we go, well, no, the Lord doesn't want us to have fun. He wants to ruin it. But he goes, no, you don't understand. You are ruining it by doing what you're doing. And same vice versa. Let's say you go, well, Joey, I don't look at porn. I don't struggle with that. Which, if you're a guy, unless you're a eunuch, or that's the fancy word, ask someone else what it means, you struggle with porn. You struggle with impure thoughts. You struggle with all of it. You're a guy. So, here you are, and you say, well, Joey, porn's not my deal. But I do like the ladies, and me and the ladies have some fun. Here's the problem. Is every time you finally meet that one lady, and you get married, and you say, I want to commit to you, the problem is all of those people that you're having fun with, you take to the wedding. You take to the bed. And the Lord has forgiven you. The Lord can redeem anything. But sin bears consequences. And you take that with you. And what happens is when you and your wife are being intimate like the Lord intended it to, and you guys are having fun, you remember and you say, oh, what about her? Oh, what about her? Man, wouldn't it be awesome to go to your wedding bed and just be like, I'm here to have fun. I've been waiting for this way too long. Let's do it. And not be going, this is an awkward moment. So, now that was just a small part I wanted to share with you guys, because no one shared that with me. It was friends out of their heartache and their problems. These are all things that I know are true because they've happened to people I know. So that's why the Lord says don't do it. But now here's what I really want, the meat of what I want to talk with you guys about, is we're guys, we're perverts, and we struggle with this. How do we stop? How do we practically do it? I'm 29 years old, a virgin, and I struggle with it today as the days when I was in junior high. And you go, well, that's not very encouraging. So you're saying this is a curse. But I'm telling you that it is easier now than it was on the days of junior high because of this. Because the Lord is our strength. He's the one that we need to hold on to. He is the one that we need to seek for advice. Because if we try to do it with ourselves, remember, we're perverts. Remember, we struggle with this. We're going to go straight to the wrong way. So, you're in Matthew. Stay there. You don't have to go with me here, but I just want to tell you this quick story. How many of you guys know King David? David, you guys actually probably should know exactly where I'm going. Bathsheba, him and David. Anyways, if you don't know, King David was a king. He's over Israel. And in 1 Chronicles chapter 20, it says, and it happened in the spring of the year, at the time kings go out to battle that Jacob led out the army forces. Real quick. Did you catch that part? What did it say? Kings go out to battle. What's David? King. Where's he going? Nope. Should he be going to battle? Yep. Where is he at? He's at home. It's the season for kings to go to battle. It happens. Now, here's the crazy thing. David is a guy who led battles. He's not like one of these kings that he's like, I'm really not into killing people. I'm not into... He was a kid. He took down Goliath. In fact, it says he has these mighty men who took down other giants. King David was a burly dude. King David, in fact, he was such a burly dude. God said, hey, you can't make the temple because you got blood on your hands. You fight way too much. You're a man of war. So this man of war, this tough guy, this burly dude, it's time to go to war. And he says, nah, I'm going to stay home. And I'm just going to make really quick what happened is he's at home. He goes for a walk out on his balcony. He sees these women bathing nude. Now, I'm not going to get into any of that, but he sees her. He goes, she's hot. He talks to his guys. He says, hey, who is that? Don't want to touch that. That's Bathsheba. One of your soldiers' wives. Okay. Can I talk to her? And sure enough, they have sex. He kills another guy. They have a kid. On and on. But all of this could have been avoided if he would have what? Went to war. All of it could have been avoided. And see, so many times I had like youth pastors tell me, and guys, I was homeless. I slept at a lot of parties. And just because it was a warm place to live, I was around a lot of the stuff. And I remember I'd come to my youth pastor and I'd say, man, I'm struggling with this. There's a girl who wants to have sex with me. I want to have sex with her. What do I do? He'd go, well, pray. Praying's a great thing. But there's also physical things that we can take place and put in place to stop us. One of them for David right there was what? Just going to war. Doing what he was supposed to be doing. All right, Matthew. You guys are in Matthew, right? Matthew chapter 5 says... In verse 29, chapter 5, verse 29, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, let me flip my page, cut it off and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you for one of your members to perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. Now, when you look at the Greek of this, and you look and you say, oh, well, what does it mean by cut off? Do you know what it means? Cut off. It means to lop it off. And you go, well, so what you're saying is if my eye causes me a sin, I need to take a knife, put it in my eye, and gouge it out. If my hand causes me a sin, I need to take a knife and hack off my hand. Yes. But let me finish, because I don't want you guys all lopping off hands and gouging out eyes right now. If you have a problem with pornography, like all of us do, you need to cut off your internet. And these are practical ways, and these, everything, like again, I'm sharing with you, is not stuff that I'm like, well, this is a good, this is stuff that I have to do. The internet, I have to be open with it. That means, you guys, I'm hoping all of you guys, would any of you guys look at porn in a public library? Just open up your laptop, see on the book, the person next to you is like, Emily Dickinson, and you're like, pornography. Or would you go to Starbucks, open your laptop, and be like, hotchicks.com? What are you doing? Checking my email. Facebooking. Porn. I would hope not, because you're in a public place. So if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. If that computer is causing you to sin, get rid of it. I would probably venture to bet about 90% of your family, if you went to them and said, hey, mom, hey, dad, I'm having a problem looking at stuff I don't want to look on my computer. Could you just put it in the family room or put a code on it? I'm pretty sure that 90% of your family would go, no, you should look at porn all the time. Go, here, no. What are they going to say? Yeah, I guess. It's probably going to be a little awkward, maybe a little weird, but, oh man, it's going to help huge. Because once you start that thing, I'm telling you, a lot of you guys probably even know this. It's hard to quit. It's hard to stop. It's embarrassing to share with other brothers. It's just a nightmare of problems. So if your computer causes you to sin, get rid of it. Another thing is if you're having problems with the ladies, if you're having problems with getting too intimate with women, fooling around, getting to first and second base, go somewhere public when you hang out with friends. And stop hanging out with women by yourself. Right hand causes you sin. Cut it off. Harshly. Because we have to be harsh because we are aggressive. We are guys. We do everything full force. When our adrenaline and hormones kick in, it is a train you can't stop. So, if you hanging out with women, if that's a problem with you, stop hanging out with women. If you go, well, we hold hands and we kiss. Stop. Quit hanging out with them. You can't control it. Another one, just personally, this isn't probably you guys. Have you guys noticed the magazines nowadays? I really like guitar player, bass player, and even occasionally looking at Rolling Stones. I like music. But what's amazing to me, it's been a while since, and I'm sure it's worse. Every time I go to look at those magazines, I have to look at these half-naked chicks on all of the stuff. And even these music magazines now have half-naked chicks on them. Like, there's this magazine out there I really like. It's called Player's Choice of the Year. It's all the new gear from guitars, basses, pedals, amps. And they have these models in these magazines. I just want to see what's new. And they put these models on there. Now, I have before, being honest with you guys, out of the desire just to see what the new gear is. Because it's what I do for a living. I've got the magazine and I've had girls take the magazine before me and sharpie out the girls and rip out the models so I can just see the magazine. But I had to quit, and this is why. That magazine is probably about 100 pages thick. There's a couple of the articles the girls happened to forget. They missed. They didn't catch it. Guess who caught it? Me. Guess who spent some time maybe looking a little bit too long? Me. And what happened is I went, oh. Now I did everything. I had the girls sharpie it. I had them rip it apart. Problem is, I'm wicked when I'm left to my own devices. I can't do it anymore. Now, is that kind of harsh? Is that kind of mean? Does that kind of suck? Yeah. Yeah, I have to find out by going to a music store, all the new gear. I have to find out by hearing from other people. When before I could just look at a magazine and find it. It was convenient, easy. Had nothing to do with women. Had nothing to do with anything. I had to quit because myself, I needed to cut off my hand. I needed to gouge out my eye. I needed to put a stop to it. And what you're going to find, guys, is just like David, is you have a choice before the choices ever need to be made. You guys know these places. There's another thing I want to share with you too that I have found for me personally is a huge deterrent from sexual thoughts, from masturbating, from all that type of stuff, is this. When Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden because they had the fruit, he said something there. He said, hey, men, you're going to have to work by the sweat of your brow. Women, you're going to have pain in childbearing. Now, I remember a lot of times I would read that and I would say, okay, so we need to work and it's going to be tough because the world's sin and we're going to have to toil and things are going to go wrong. But I'm starting to see it in a whole different light. You see, I look back, and you guys can too, at the times that you did dumb things, the times you thought about things you shouldn't have thought about, the times you looked at things you shouldn't have looked at, were they ever on times when you were busy? Were there ever times when you were just in the house and out of the house? Were you ever in football practice hitting the pad and going, man, that chick's hot? Were you ever with your family out to eat, eating French fries, stopped and just went, I would sleep with her? No. Why? Because you're busy. You're thinking of other things. Other things are on your mind. I was sharing with, actually it was Gary and some of the band guys. We were talking about roller coasters. I have never once been on a roller coaster and we get to the top of the roller coaster and we go down the roller coaster and I've been like, she's so hot. Never has happened. Never. Never. Ever. The reason being, I'm thinking about the roller coaster. I've never been working on the band. We've never unloaded the trailer. We've never set up. We've never practiced. And all during that setup and practice, I've been thinking, I could probably have sex right now. Never's happened. Never. But I can tell you this. There has been times when I've laid my head down and I can't go to sleep. I've thought, man, that girl is pretty hot. At Del Taco. Or, that girl is pretty hot in my school. There has been times when I've just been sitting around waiting for people, and you happen to see some girls walk by that I went, you put on the glasses, and you're like, that's what it looks like as they're walking by. But under the glasses, you're doing this. You know what I'm talking about. I don't even have to tell you guys. There has been those times. But when I get up early and I go to bed later and I'm tired when I hit the pillow and I go right to sleep, I find I don't have as many problems with that stuff. When I'm busy, when God said you need to work by the sweat of your brow, it's not so much you need to, that's how you have to provide for your family. As much as I really believe it's idle time, we do dumb things. Stress kicks in. We think about things way too much. We're guys. We just need to action it. So that means that if you guys, now, and I know you guys have a lot of time on your hands. What do you do to fill the time? And I can give you a slew of things if you're like, well, Joey, you don't understand. I get home and I have a lot of free time, and I don't know what to do. I can guarantee you that if you went up to your mom or dad and you said, hey, I would like a list of chores because I just need something to do, that they're going to be like, well, I really don't have anything. We're going to let it go. I'm sure they can come up with vacuuming, trash, and everyone has a yard. I know that your guys' yards aren't really grass. It's more like dirt. You could rake dirt. I don't know what you guys do to your yards here. But you guys could do that. Another one is sports. Another one, too, is if you go, Joey, I don't know. There's a guy back there named Gary. If you're in this youth group, what other churches do we have? Yeah. Is your youth pastor here? He bailed? No. I bet if you go to him and you say, hey, we would like to help out in any way, shape, or form, I am more than positive he'd be like, suckers. So what I'm trying to say, though, is you guys need to be busy. You need to find things to do. So when you go to bed at night, you are tired. I'm telling you from my own experience that I just don't get in much trouble when I'm busy. And here's what's awesome. You also, that gift that Josh was talking about, that gift that we have, we keep it. We don't nibble pieces off of it. We keep it. And then, just like I mentioned before, then our bodies, once we get marriage, once we find that woman, once it's in good context, our bodies will automatically go right to it. And they'll know what to do. We won't even have to train it. So there's that. The last thing I wanted to talk about, too, about preparing and getting ready, is there's physical small things I've noticed help a lot with me. Personally, how many of you guys, when you go to a mall, notice that Victoria's Secret? Do you guys notice it? Yeah. You guys all would raise your hand. Yeah. There's a little store called Victoria's Secret. Amazingly, it's in every mall across the United States from coast to coast. What I've noticed is when the moment my mind says, hey, just check it out, that if I physically, I'm not saying where I go, oh, no, don't do that. If I physically turn my head, like if the store is over here, physically turn my head, I look like an idiot. Like I'm walking down the thing like this. But if I physically turn my head, it looks dumb. I can't even justify how it looks. It looks dumb. But what happens is I physically start to get that stuff out of my life. The other one, too, is this. I watch some R-rated movies. Movies that have violence in them, I will watch a lot of. Like, where guys are just samuraiing each other into pieces. Where they're war scenes and they're shooting and they're fighting. But what's amazing to me lately is I have been able to watch more R-rated movies than I have been able to watch PG-13 movies. Because I will not, and I try hard not to watch anything that has sex, anything that has half-naked chicks, anything of that sort. Because I'm horrible with that stuff. I'm bad with it. And what's amazing to me is, especially as these movies are going on, the movies are getting worse with that stuff. And when I physically say, and what's awesome, what I do love, though, is if you notice this, on all the ratings, they tell you exactly what's in them now. They say graphic violence, war violence, such and such. And then they'll say nudity, casual sexuality, sexuality. Anyways, nudity and sexuality. When I see those, I go, dang, not for me. I can't watch it. As much as I want to watch it. So, once again, this stays here. How many of you guys saw the movie 300? 300? That's awesome. If you have no idea, yes. 300 is, when I first saw the preview, I was like, yes. It's 300 Spartans killing everybody and everything. That's all the movie is based on. It's just 300 Spartans killing and killing and killing some more. And I went, oh, I want to watch this. And then the preview started to get more. Now, I have that rule still in place. No sexuality, no stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but there are 300 Spartans killing things. I'm like, I can make an exception. Yeah, we can do it for this movie. Oh my gosh. Worst decision I've made. Well, I've made a lot of bad decisions, but really bad decision. And I remember closing my eyes. I remember walking out, and I remember coming back into the theater, and I remember like going, another scene? What? Where's all the killing? There was killing, but there was all these awkward moments. And then the worst part, too, is afterwards, I was like, oh, man. But then the bomb happened. once again, laying in bed at night, that stupid girl that levitates or whatever they showed like that, where'd she come up? In there. Just sitting in bed. She's in there. Man, if I would have never saw that, it wouldn't have been in there. And, man, I regret it. But then, there's been movies that I've totally wanted to see that I haven't seen because of that. And trust me, guys, it sucks when everyone goes to the movie, but afterwards you're like, the best part too is when they come out and they're like, that was a terrible movie. And you saved the $8. Isn't that what a movie is now? Here, $9? Yeah. You don't want to do it. The other one too is this. Our speech with other guys. You know what I'm talking about. When you're like, oh, Sarah's so hot. Oh no, she's hot. Tiffany's smoking hot. She's a babe. She's hot. Like, I'm so far removed from high school. I can't. I'm trying to think of how we talk. You're just basically like, she's a babe. She's hot. And don't engage in it. Don't. Because it just leads to that junk. It leads to that garbage. It leads to that stuff that we don't want to do. So, wrapping it up. Gouging out eyes. Cutting off hands. We're putting axes to... No, don't put axes to computers. Your parents would not like that. But we're getting rid of the internet if you have problems with it. Cable TV, in my opinion, is just as bad. That's my new battle. Man, cable TV is horrible. But we're cutting that stuff out. And the other thing, too, is this, guys. We're being busy. And the more time we spend in here, in His Word, the Lord is the one who's going to get us through. The more time we spend with Him, the more we can just avoid all that stuff altogether. And then, real quick, if you've already messed up, if you're like, well, Joey, I'm not a virgin like you, here's what's awesome, is the Lord loves us regardless. And the Lord has a starting point for us all where we're at. And there's not, we were talking about this last night too, there's not one person whose sin is worse than another person in the economy of Christ. Everyone's sin had put them on the cross. Your sin, my sin. There's not one who's like, oh, well, I'm better than you. We all put Him on the cross. And He has forgiven us and He has poured His love out on us. So no matter where you're at, there's redemption for you. There's somewhere to go from here on out. But for wherever we're at, it's a good idea to be pure. So, that's all I have for you guys. Are we good on time?